Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Phil Bradley. Batting second. The right fielder, Joe Orsilac. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The DH, Mickey Tettleton. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jim Traber. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bob Melvin. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Brady Anderson. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Craig Worthington. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Rene Gonzalez. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Dave J. Schmidt. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The center fielder, Robin Yount. Batting third. The left fielder, Glenn Braggs. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Greg Brock. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Rob Deer. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Gary Sheffield. Batting seventh. The DH, Joey Meyer. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie O'Brien. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Chris Bosio. And now, play ball. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Braggs. Bradley reaches second base with a double. Joe Orsilac is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsilac strikes out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken hits a fly ball into right field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tettleton takes first base on ball four. Jim Traber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Traber hits a pop-up towards short. Sheffield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a fly ball into right field. Orsilac settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Bradley. Yount reaches second base with a double. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Worthington picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Worthington. Yount scores. It's 1-0, Brewers. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Braggs moves to second. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schmidt fields it and throws to first for the out. Braggs moves to third. Brock moves to second. Two outs. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheffield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Melvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melvin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bosio fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson strikes out. Two outs. Craig Worthington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Worthington hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Rene Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a fly ball into right field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Joey Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Worthington fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Bradley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brock fields the ball and throws to Bosio covering. Safe. Joe Orsolac is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsolac is 0-for-1 in the game. Orsolac hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. Ripken hits a fly ball into left field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tettleton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Tettleton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tettleton for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-1 in the game. Molitor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Worthington fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Braggs hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Braggs. The throw from Melvin and he is safe. Braggs steals second. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brock hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Traber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Traber is 0-for-1 in the game. Traber hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Melvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melvin is 0-for-1 in the game. Melvin bunts towards first. Brock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Melvin for the out. Traber moves to second. One out. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Anderson takes first base on ball 4. Craig Worthington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Worthington is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Worthington hits a fly ball into right field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Traber moves to third. Two outs. Rene Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-1 in the game. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Braggs. Gonzalez reaches second base with a double. Traber scores. There goes Anderson trying to get to home. Braggs throws the ball into Sheffield, who relays the ball to O'Brien, who tags Anderson, who came all the way from first, for the out. It's Orioles, 1, Brewers, 1. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer is 0-for-1 in the game. Deer hits a fly ball into right field. Orsilak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheffield is 0-for-1 in the game. Sheffield hits a fly ball into right field. Orsilak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joey Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Brewers 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Bradley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Orsilak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsilak is 0-for-2 in the game. Orsilak hits a ball on the ground towards second. Gantner scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-2 in the game. Ripken strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Charlie O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Brien takes first base on ball 4. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gantner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. O'Brien moves to second. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Molitor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. O'Brien scores. Gantner moves to third. It's 2-1, Brewers. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it and throws to second for the out. Gantner scores. One out. It's 3-1, Brewers. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Yount. The throw from Melvin and he is safe. Yount steals second. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Braggs strikes out. Two outs. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brock is walked intentionally. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer is 0-for-2 in the game. Deer hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Yount scores. Brock moves to third. It's 4-1, Brewers. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheffield is 0-for-2 in the game. Sheffield hits a ball on the ground towards third. Worthington fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tettleton is 0-for-1 in the game. with a walk. Tettleton hits a fly ball into left field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Traber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Traber is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Traber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sheffield fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Melvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melvin is 0-for-1 in the game. Melvin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Anderson hits a line drive into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Orioles 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Joey Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Meyer hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Anderson. Meyer reaches second base with a double. Terry Francona pinch runs for Joey Meyer. Charlie O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. O'Brien bunts in front of the plate. Melvin scoops up the ball and tags O'Brien for the out. Francona moves to third. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gantner is walked intentionally. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Molitor hits a ball on the ground for an out. Gantner moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Worthington fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Craig Worthington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Worthington is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Worthington hits a fly ball into right field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rene Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Gonzalez strikes out. Two outs. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Bradley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Orsalak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsalak is 0-for-3 in the game. Orsalak hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Orsalak for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Orioles 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Braggs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Worthington fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Braggs moves to second. Mark Thurmond now pitching. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brock strikes out. One out. Bob Milwaukee now pitching. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Deer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Braggs scores. It's 5-1, Brewers. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheffield is 0 for 3 in the game. Sheffield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Traber scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sheffield for the out. Deer moves to second. Two outs. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is walked intentionally. Mike Felder pinch runs for Terry Francona. Charlie O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, O'Brien hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Deer scores. Felder moves to third. It's 6-1, Brewers. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gantner hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Bradley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 3 in the game. Ripken hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Tony Foss is now pitching. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tettleton is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Tettleton strikes out. One out. Randy Milligan pinch hits for Jim Traber. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milligan strikes out. Two outs. Bob Melvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melvin is 0 for 2 in the game. Melvin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Orioles 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Randy Milligan now playing first base. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Molitor hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs is 3 for 4 in the game, with three singles. Braggs takes first base on ball 4. Yount moves to second. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brock hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Deer hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Yount scores. Braggs moves to third. It's 7-1, Brewers. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheffield is 0 for 4 in the game. Sheffield hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Melvin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Anderson hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Craig Worthington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Worthington is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Worthington hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Anderson moves to third. Rene Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Gonzalez hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 4 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles and a double. Bradley hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Anderson scores. Worthington moves to second. It's 7-2, Brewers. Joe Orsalak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsalak is 0 for 4 in the game. Orsalak hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sheffield fields it and throws to second for the out. Worthington moves to third. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a fly ball into left field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 7, and Baltimore Orioles, 2. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.